This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. 2018 is here, and Justin Burr, our Google Trends expert, joins me to break down the top five search trends for Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to be here, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. For the first YouTube video of the year, which one is trending?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's Introducing Man of the Woods. So this is like his teaser kind of intro video for the album that he's going to drop next month. This came out on January 2nd. It's already got 1.6 million views. I watched it this morning. It's super cool. It's kind of edgy. He's like talking a lot about where, well, not really talking a lot, but showing a lot of where he's getting the inspiration from. He, for the album, he's walking through Tennessee because he's from Memphis. And it's cool. It's kind of edgy. It's good. I'm certainly excited for the album. He also dropped last night at midnight the first single titled Filthy. And it's, I don't know, listen to it for yourself. I got to say it's a little disappointing from my perspective. It's okay, but it's kind of like generic poppy sounding. But yeah, he dropped that last night. But yeah, his new album is coming out on February 2nd, which is just a couple days before the Super Bowl halftime performance that he's going to be performing at. So should be a good one.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that because I'm a little bit disappointed too in Filthy. It's just weird. The video itself was weird, but I thought that the bass line of the music was too loud for his vocals. It kind of drowned him out. And I'm really happy he's experimenting. I love when an artist experiments. So I was like, kudos to you. I enjoyed that part. I'm just hoping his album is a little bit better than this one song. And this isn't like the litmus test for the rest of the album, you know?
Yeah, definitely agree.
But you know what? You know, in 20, maybe 30 years, he's going to get back together with NSYNC. So I'm waiting for that.
Same. Wow. God, I know. That would be all time. Those were the years. I'm glad that we were alive and thriving during the boy band times because, wow, what a time in history that was.
Amazing. Damn right it was. And don't you make fun of it because that was like my high school. Don't make fun of 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys.
Love all those guys. I was just listening to NSYNC on the walk to work this morning, warming me up on the inside.
I love that. For Google Trends portion, though, what was the number five for the search trends?
Number five, we've got college football. So on Monday, SEC Conference Titans are going to clash in the national championship game. It's going to be Georgia versus Alabama, two just hard-nosed football teams going at it. Over the weekend, it was awesome playoff games. We had Oklahoma losing to Georgia in double overtime in an instant classic in the Rose Bowl, and then Alabama just smoked Clemson in the Sugar Bowl. So both teams coming in pretty hot. Kind of controversial because, you know, some are saying Alabama shouldn't even been in the playoffs at all because they didn't even win their conference, but the playoff committee put them in. Now they're in the title game. Two SEC teams going at it. First time in the playoff era that two teams from the same conference are facing off in the national championship, so should be good.
Man, you know, I don't understand football as well as I think I should, but I love the drama around it. I think that's like hilarious, and that enough pulls me in.
Yeah, it's going to be good. There's a lot of drama for this one, so be sure to tune in 8 o'clock Eastern on Monday.
What was number four for Google Trends?
Number four, marijuana. So this is coming after the news where Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Justice Department is rescinding an Obama-era policy that enabled legalized marijuana to flourish in a lot of the states across the country. And this week, after California actually began selling recreational marijuana, that news came out. So it's kind of unsure what exactly is going to come of that announcement from Jeff Sessions, but it's looking like it could have some pretty detrimental effects to the recreational marijuana community out in the states where it's currently legalized.
So this is where I was getting confused at. Does this mean that it's going to be legalized federally? Is that what that means? Because that would be a big deal, right?
It would be big. I think that that's actually the opposite of what it means. I think they're going to start cracking down at the state level and making it even more difficult for it to become legalized at the federal level. But we'll see. I think that there's still, Sessions is describing this change as the return to the rule of law, whatever that means. So we'll see what that return actually entails.
Oh, I just don't get this whole marijuana thing. I mean, isn't it just so that the state can make more money off taxes? I mean, if it's helping people and they're not getting it illegally, you know, isn't that okay?
Yeah, and their businesses are making tons of money, and there's going to be a lot more government funding from the taxes being paid off the drugs. So I don't know. I don't see the big deal, but it's not up to me, I guess.
You know what? Maybe I'm just looking at it from like the small portion of a big picture, and I just don't see the whole thing. I guess that's why they're the judges and I'm not.
Exactly.
What was number three?
Coachella 2018. The lineup came out this week. We've got the headliners. We've got Eminem, Beyonce, The Weeknd, Cardi B is going to be there. So it's an exciting time. Personally, I feel like the lineup was a little weak. Nobody that I'm like dying to see, and I've gone the past couple years. I think I'm going to sit this one out. But Coachella tickets are going on sale at noon Eastern time today. So if anybody is listening right now and they want to go to Coachella, make sure you get on the site, because tickets are going to sell out quite quickly.
You know, I've always heard of Coachella, but I've never actually like actively looked to go. How much are the tickets?
Man, I feel like maybe like $450, I think. Like, it's expensive. This isn't, you know, it's not easy. First off, tickets are very hard to get, and they're expensive. But I got to say, it's pretty awesome. It's a scene, but it's great.
$450? Gee. Well, you know what? I should have known it was expensive. Beyonce is going to be there.
Yeah.
And Beyonce doesn't do things for pennies.
No, definitely not. Yeah, and Beyonce, I mean, she was scheduled to be there last year, and then she gave birth, and she was near giving birth when Coachella happened, so she couldn't do that. So she's coming back this year to make up for that. So that should be great.
Well, that's pretty cool. What was number two?
Yeah, so number two, got the Bomb Cyclone. So I'm actually in New York right now, and it was pretty Bomb Cyclone-y. I don't really know what that means, but that was one of the search trends, and it was just a massive storm to hit the East Coast. I actually read an article that was saying parts of the Northeast were actually colder than Mars this week, because the high in Mars was -5, and their place in the Northeast was like -20. So worse than Mars. But a lot of people were worried about like frozen pipes. How do I keep pipes from freezing? It also snowed down in Tallahassee in Florida. And so people were searching about snow in these random locations. So you had just a huge storm surge coming in to the East Coast and kind of rocking everybody with snow and ice and freezing temperatures.
Why was it called Bomb Cyclone? I was just, you know.
I don't know. It's also Winter Storm Grayson, but I think that they're like, that's kind of boring. Let's call it a Bomb Cyclone. Hey, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, that is pretty buzzwordy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, but it was fun out here. I was running around in the snow all day yesterday, and it was great.
What was number one?
Well, no surprise here, New Year's resolution. Obviously, it's the first week of 2018, so everybody is searching for what's a New Year's resolution for kids? What's the history behind New Year's resolutions? How to be happy? How to be healthy? And there's also some interesting news this week, as a lot of people obviously turn to weight loss and exercise in the new year. Well, DJ Khaled is now the face of Weight Watchers, because he just lost a bunch of weight on it, or he's in the process of doing so. And it's kind of interesting, because you don't think of Weight Watchers and DJ Khaled kind of coming together, but he's kind of the new sponsor, the new frontman for them. So we'll see how that works out. But I guess he's lost 20 pounds already, so we'll see how that works out for him.
Oh man, good for him. 20 pounds, that's not a small feat. Good, yeah. Good job, right?
It's good. Do you have a resolution you're going to try to stick to?
Oh, man. I was thinking of like, oh, I'm going to go exercise. But I'm like, I'm already doing that. So, you know, I started again, like picking it up in October. So I'm like, I can't really do that. So I'm thinking of doing a book. And at first I was thinking, oh, I'm going to read a book a month. And I'm like, no, I know I'm not going to do that. So I decided to spread it out and just say I'm going to try to read 5 books within the year. So if I can like chew through 3 books in a month, I'm going to do it.
Hey, that is good. What is essential for actually sticking to the New Year's resolution and making sure that you actually do that is setting attainable goals. So I think 5 books in a year is quite attainable. So good for you.
Did you have one?
You know, I want to climb Mount Whitney on my birthday. It's more of like, I feel like that's not really like a resolution. That's just like a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I want to climb Mount Whitney in June. So I'll send you a picture from the top.
Oh, hell yeah. You better. I would love to see that. Have you done like mountain climbing before?
Yeah, I try to. So for the past couple of years, I've been climbing the highest mountain in a state every year on my birthday. And now that I live in California, I figure I might as well do Mount Whitney. But certainly I'm into the mountain climbing.
Boom, man. Good for you. How many have you gone through so far?
Only two. I did Mount Hood in Oregon. And then I did, God, I don't even know what the one in New York is called that I did last year, but it's not that high, but I did.
It's
I
a hill. Hey,
but
don't
it
lie.
Takes a drop to start a waterfall. You know, this will be the third year and I'm doing it.
Boom, man. That's a good one. I like it. That's a hell of a goal. It's going to take a while though. Maybe you should knock out two a year or something.
I know. Seriously, I'm going to be hiking until I'm like 80 years old, but
yeah, hey, right?
Even better.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Justin, for coming on. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.